Kanta. Swadhin Kanta means controlling her Priyatam. And she is Madhya Bhav, of Madhya Bhav. Some Prakhara also. But looks like so sweet. She must be of Madhya Bhav. Swadhin Kanta, Bhamya, and having all the good qualities, having Gritsne with Madhusne, both. But Madhusne will be more. At last she, but who is she? She is Srimati Radhika himself. Now, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling, sing towards Krishna as if she is doing bhatsana to Krishna. Bhatsana means abusing, like abusing, not welcoming, opposite to welcome. She is thinking, oh cheater, the king of all cheaters, and Lampata, Dhrishta, you have given me prem hala hala. Prem halal means beast, poison, prem poison. Yeah? And you have been, so you are giving me prem poison. And I think that you have been successful in giving that. And as an action of that prem poison, now my life is to be end. It has come up to our throat. And it is to come out of my body. And you are waiting that when it comes out of body, I will give fire in that plant. You are ready. And that is why you are coming nearer and nearer. As if she is thinking, she is seeing towards Krishna by this mode. What is the deeper meaning? You called us and we met you. And you at once vanished away. This is Premhalahal that you gave me. And that is why our life is to be end. When it is in end, it is prepared to come out of our body. Now you are coming. Why you are coming? We know that again you will go. And then our life will be burnt in that frame. You cannot save us. You are not willing to save me. So you have come nearer again to... We know they will tell when Akrur will go to... No, Uddhava will go to Gopis. They will tell all these things. How a Krishna is like a... Bahiliya, like a hunter. He sings so sweet in his throat and very subtle, innocent deers come and begin to hear, starting closing their eyes, having a shelter of any steep which is not in earth, only outer, and she at once fell down. Understand? A steep not going more in earth, only very little. If it is so underground, then it would not fall. But it is for hunting. She saw cheetah, and by hearing, she gives his body's bhar, bhar means
weight of
her body, and at once falls down, and then he shoots. You are like that. We know. They are so cruel, and you are more cruel than that. So here she is telling, we have come here to what? To dagdha. आप यहाँ पर पधारे हैं हम लोगों को जीवित ही जला देने के लिए आप. If it was Hindi, very beautiful. Why you don't learn Hindi? If I can learn English, why you not Hindi? If you know Hindi, then very marvelous expression. I cannot express my whole idea. Why you are seeing here and there?
Because they can translate.
No, translate, I can also. I cannot tell. I know you very well. Gopi is telling, I know you very well. From where would I know? Not now. And in that mood she is watching Krishna. In a very glance. What glance? And saying this, very fine teeth like pearls, very white, he has caught hold of her other. Yet it was so beautiful for Krishna. So it seems that it is she is only Radhika, that all the qualities are of Srimati Radhika. She is in Bhamya Bhav, she is also in Man Bhav, she is Madhya, having the Madhya Bhav, Ghrit Sneha but covered with Madhur Sneha, and in Agri mode, Bhamya Bhav. So every qualities are excellent to the last point in Srimati Radhika. So she should be Radhika. This is slow. Then Apara निमिषित दृग्धं जूषानं तन्मुखाम्बुजं अपि तमपि नात्रिप्यत संतश्चरणं जथा. The outer meaning is this. Another gopi Animesh, not closing her eyes, continuous seeing towards Krishna, as if anyone takes a cup and drink him till last. So she's drinking the nectar of Krishna. How? Without tripti. No tripti at all. Tripti means? With no satisfaction. I have satisfaction in hearing Harikatha. But you have no satisfaction. So, I am better than you. Because I have satisfaction. But you have no satisfaction. Is it right?
I don't think so.
What do you think?
It's better to always want more and more.
So if anyone satisfies in hearing Harikatha or telling Harikatha, that it is not good. So here, this gopi is not satisfying in drinking the nectar of Krishna mouth. Why? There is a reason. The reason will be told here. Here, he is giving example of any bhakta, qualified bhakta. As a bhakta serving Krishna or serving Gurudev, Sangri Vaishnava, especially Krishna. They are not satisfied any time. More and more they want. This is a sign of good bhakti. This sakhi is drinking the nectar of Krishna. Why? Why not of Radhika? She is submissive to Srimati Radhika. She is so pleased. She is so glad. She is seeing that four kinds of gopis, some having the hands of Krishna in their hand, some his hand on the shoulder of her soldier, someone taking the battle net, someone having the lotus feet of Krishna on his breast. But yet Krishna sight and every mood is towards the gopis who is very far away and who is looking crooked to him as if she will shoot him. But yet his whole mind, so everything is towards that. Lalita is seeing. Very good sign. She is controlled by that, my Sakhi Radhika. How his mouth is now, what his eyes are doing, how his mouth how is doing. Srimati Radhika is going to shoot Krishna. And he is controlled now. He is smiling. Only smiling for Radhika. And same for that, not for all these gopis, only for that. And she is thinking about how to please her. It is a good sign that he is controlled by life. So he is seeing Krishna's face going up and down and so beautiful. Now it looks like so beautiful. Sometimes he sees this and sometimes by this. Very good face. Good look. So she became so pleased and she was drinking without pulling her eyes.
Eyelids. Without blinking.
She was not satisfied more and more. And she is from very distance behind of Radhika. She is seeing. She is standing behind of Radhika. And from there she is seeing. Radhika is not seeing that Lalita. What Lalita is doing. Krishna is also not doing because he is by same he is looking down. So he has so much fortune that Krishna is not seeing towards them. So he sees freely drinking and drinking. Understand my feeling?
Yes.
without any hesitation, without any shame. If Krishna will sit towards Lalita, then she will close her eyes or do anything. But now no shame, nothing, freely she is taking the cup of nectar and not sexing, drinking and drinking, until Krishna will see or Radhika will see. Today, we should stop here. We were doing apra nimesha dribhyam jusanam tang mukham bhujam api tamapina trityat santas charanam yatha seventh. The सार कथा, सार मैंने क्या होता है, हैं? सार, सबके कथाओं का सार ये है. I was telling the gist of the seventh slok, that one gopi, she became judge. जड़ता हो गई, she become like a stone. By that, seeing that ananda, that Krishna has been, is being to show, Krishna is being suited by the eyes of Srimati Radhika. Radhika was Sakhi of this gopi. At that time, by the arrow of Srimati, Kataksha by of Srimati Radhika, Krishna was astonished. And he became so vyakul, What? Kya hua?
Stupefied.
Yeah. Stupefied, man. Vyakul. What to do, what to not to do. Anutapta. And she became unhappy that for nothing I have given so much unhappiness to this gopi. And feeling shy, so many moods were coming and changing. And at that time he was controlled by the gopi who was sing towards Krishna with crooked eyes. And he was totally sing towards that gopi, Radhika. Not sing to anyone, four or fifth or sixth, anyone. Only he was sing towards that gopi. So, she was drinking the nectar of Krishna mouth, changing in so many colors, so many moods, without any hesitation. If Krishna will see towards gopi, that
Lalita,
then she would be shy, and she should see here, downward, but now she was free. Krishna totally only seeing and reminding and doing everything only to Radhika. So he was drinking the nectar of Krishna Mahaprabhu freely and continuously without dropping the eyelids. And he is giving the example. Sukhdev Goswami as Vyasa giving example as sadhu, purush, bhakta, premi bhakta, sarva Krishna. But they are not satisfied by serving Krishna. They want more and more sadhu. So she is prakhara. She Swadhin Bhattrika. Swadhin Bhattrika, you know? But Pati ya Priyatam. Pati nahi. Priyatam hota hai. Lover hota hai. Wo Swadhin Bhattrika. She was Swadhin Bhattrika. And so she was prakhara. Not Mridu. And she was Tadiya Bhav. And with great sneha, she was so happy to see that Krishna is totally controlled to her friend, Mane Sakhi Srimati Radhika. So she was surely Lalita Sakhi. Now we are going to 8th. Tam kachit nidrabdhena hridi kitani milyacha ulkangyu upaguhyastu yasse yogi ananda samputa. Tam kachit netra randhena hridi kitani milyacha. One of the gopis, this is then seventh, then Srimati Radhika, then Lalita, and after this. This gopi, Netra Randhena, Netra Randhena means by the hole of this netra, from the door of eyes, she took Krishna in his heart, and door was shut up, eyes were shut up, that is, Krishna cannot come out, no? And upaguhyaste, then took Krishna in her arms and freely testing Krishna. Asa Saptik became so much pradipta. You know dipta, sudipta, pradipta, and there are so many. Dipta, dhumait, jwalit, Dipta, Sudipta, Pradipta. Pradipta are in Srimati Radhika and her Sakhi. In his youth, only Sudipta is found. So all the symptoms of Pulak and Anubhav, Sattik and Bhavichari, came in that gopi. Because she has impressed Krishna. Vyasadev and Sukhdev Goswami are giving examples. First here they have given for Lalita Santa Tacharanam Jatha of Santa. And here they are giving example of Yogi. Santa always sing Krishna, not like this. Always chanting, remembering loudly, dancing and with so sweet voice, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Jai Sri Radhe, Radha Raman Hari Govinda Jai, and making weeping all audience, and they make all audience to sing like saints. These are bhakta. And here Yogi shut up, he shut up his eyes, and Aradhya Vastu he deeply remember here, and he always want to test it. Santakaram Kujagasayanam Padmanabham Suresham. These are yogis. Bhakti not like that. Santakaram, who is Santakaram? Bhujagasayanam, that is Karnabdhisari Vishnu. Santakar, Bhujagasayanam, Padmanabham, from is this?
Nebu.
Nebu.
Ne?
Nebu.
Neval. N-E-V-E-L. VL, never. Lotus has come out. And from this, Brahma. And in this navel, Kamal, Sapta Lok and Sapta Lok, 14 Loks have been created. Padmanabham, Suresham, he is Suresham, he is the god of all gods. So this is Yogis, like a
thumb,
this 1 inch, they feel that Narayan has come out in our world. And they remember all this. So, it seems that Yogi, any Yogi, is that Sakhi, and he shut up her eyes, and remembering Krishna. Embracing Krishna. Sampluta. She is deeply immersed in that ananda, ocean of ananda. Yogis are not only one kind, there are several kinds. In Vrindavan, Sukadeva Goswami has explained, in the Vrindavan, yogis are not like Himalayan and like Kashi. They sat on the Gyan branch of Veda tree. But this yogi in Vrindavan, like Sukadeva Goswami, Narada Rishi, Muni, are like Kokil. Kokil means cuckoo bird. And Mayur. Mayur means
peacock.
And like Papiha. Pikaha. Pikaha. Papiha. P means? Where is Pran Priyatam? Like Shuka. My Radha is best. Shuka is telling, my Krishna is most beautiful. Sari is telling that certainly he is so beautiful, but when Radhika is there, if there is not Radhika, he is Nirvishesh Nirakar. No? So this Sukh and Sari, this Sukh and Sari are sitting on the branch of bed tree on Prem Dal, branch of Prem. Prem Dal. Not only Nirvishesh Dal. Zero, cipher, not. Like Sukhdeva telling, I have described. And as peacock, they are dancing with the sweet voice of Krishna Bansi. And They are telling what word?
Ke ka.
Who can control Krishna? Then Sipiko tells Valli Radhika. And who can control Srimati Radhika? Is there anyone who can take the Pativrat Dharma, Lok Dharma, Dharya? Dharya means patience and shame, everything of Radhika in total. Then that peacock is telling only Krishna is that. So ke ka. These are muni like Sukh Goswami. And some are dancing, not like this. So they are sitting on the branch of prema. So here yogi, eva ananda sampluta. That when Sukhs are dancing peacocks, and Krishna was that time playing on very good flute, and peacocks have what?
Yes, their
feathers, and dancing 4 feet on the Sare Gama Padham. Very beautiful dancing. At a tune of Krishna's sweet voice of Bansi. Sukhdev Goswami and all, they became so silent. Pin drop silence was there. Laps and laps, monkeys, parrots, saris, and other this pasu pakshi were there, but all silent. So yet yogi, all these yogis are testing that sweet taste. So the gopi became like so. She had been immersed in seeing all this scene, seeing Krishna and all the gopis. She took Krishna and began to embrace Krishna. Then who sees? Jiva Goswami is here she. Jiva Goswami is deriving some slok from Vishnu Pura. In Srimad Bhagavat, the name of all these gopis has been not touched at all, anywhere. So Jiva Goswami is taking this slok from Vishnu Purana. That deck gopi, seeing Krishna there, so shy, so glad, and beautiful pose, she told Krishna, and she ran towards Krishna. Only this I don't point it there. So Jiva Goswami is explaining that Krishna, it means she was Prakhara, and also she was Sarla. Sarla means not like so, but yet she was Prakhara, not like Chandravali, not like Lalita, not like Srimati Radhika, but Prakhara, but at the time mild also, And she was Bhatra. Seven. She was Bhatra. Not Vipaksha, not Swapaksha, not Suhurd. She has no link with Radhika. But Lalita has link. She has no link with Chandravali as Padma and Sabya. But she was controlled by Krishna, because she was running towards Krishna and telling Krishna, Krishna. So she should be Tatastha of Srimati Radhika. So she should be certainly Bhatra. Bhatra. She is Tatastha of Radhika and Suhit Paksha of Chandravali. Goswami telling there are gopis first told four. In four means Chandravali, Shyamala, Padma and Sabya. In four the prominent figure is Chandravali. More than four. So she is Chandravali. And she is Dakshina Nayika. So she must be Vijati of Vipaksha of Radhika. Because in Radhika there is a bhav of Madhusne and Madhya bhav. And she is of Tadiya bhav. In Vishnu Puran, they had discovered that there were eight Sathis, Sadhana. The seventh has been told here. What is eight? He wanted to discover. So he is telling that first four, Chandravali, Shyamala, Padma, Sabya, and then Srimati Radhika, and then Lalita. After that, Vishakha will be there. And last, Bhadra will come. So there are eight. Yes. Lalita is Prakhara, but yet Swadhin Bhartrika. And she has Madhya Bhav. Likewise, Anuradha. Who is Anuradha?
Lalita.
She
always follows Radha.
Sometimes this Vishakha has been told like Anuradha. Anuradha means the birth date of both Vishakha and Radhika is one. At a time they had taken birth. And their moves are all same. So anyone can tell that Vishakha is like Radhika. So Vishakha must be there. And his bhav mood will be very prominent than others, Chandravali, Padma, Sabya and all others. So should one of these there. In Ashkan Puran he has there he has taken example. He is telling of Ras, which has been explained in Skanda Puran also. Jiva Goswami is telling that when Krishna became oversighted, he became what?
Disappeared
from Ras. All gopis said that Krishna was not there. And Lalita Visakha and all Sakhis saw that Krishna is not there and also Srimati Radhika is not there. They saw that both are, the pair is not there. And they were searching everywhere, Krishna. They remember it when Buddha came to Braja. And they began to abuse Krishna in front of Buddha. They are not seeing Buddha. They are seeing only a bee, black bee. They are supposing him to be any Krishna dut, representative of Krishna, and messenger. And they are telling to Buddha in anger mood. All gopis are telling, and each gopi's word is there. Buddha is telling that Krishna is God, and he is everywhere. He is also in your heart, also in others. You should try to discover Krishna by bhakti. Anyone is not far away from Krishna. Seeing this, hearing this, Lalita at once becomes so furious. You are a liar and your master is also a liar. We don't believe in your words and also don't believe in Krishna words. You should return from here. Go at once to Mathura and go to Krishna. We don't want to listen to your words. But she was crying, weeping, tear thing. But telling so, Uddhav. Not Uddhav to be. And Uddhav was hearing all this. That they are so serious. And if they are, then I'm telling so, gone. Return to Mathura. Buddha, you are very liar, mitya body. You are Vipassadami. Misleading. And yourself going in wrong path. Vipassadami. Guru Janapriya. You are a friend of cruel.
Yes.
And friend is more cruel than his master. So you are cruel Janapriya. Cruel Janapriya. Akritagya. You are ungrateful. So Krishna they are telling. And Satha. Satha means? Doing mistakes. Doing something wrong. Yes. Probably he tells that, no, I have not done wrong. I have not done this. They are saying that he has come from any certain place. And there are friends. But he received it, denied it. So, you are coming from that and you are telling lies? No, I have not done. From where you have got this red color? He tells lies. That's it. Anyway, I was sitting there in my home and any red color, any our Sakha has given, he tells frankly lies. He denies everything. So, you are friend of that. Don't come here. At once go out from here. But samachar nishul ke sab baat hai. So many dhikar hai. No, you don't know dhikar. Dhikar means if anyone does anything, then he should be given dhikar.